Welcome, everybody. Share number 1138, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokim, and we are talking about the part of Shinoi Mokim, whereby if one is eating something that's Shehakel, or Eitz, or Huadama, and they went out with some friends, they're sitting together with some other people, Hiniach Mixos Chaverim, might be friends, might be family, whether it's at home, whether it's somewhere else, they went out to eat, like Rabadna brings down. And the safer they went out to eat some ice cream together, whatever the case is. It could be at home too, eating some fruits together with friends, schmoozing. Now, one of the persons had to run out, right? So we said when they came back, as long as the people who they left over, even if it's one person that they were eating together with, is still in the middle of eating that same eating session. So then the person who ran out and came back, even though it might have been a drop of a longer period of time, whatever, they went into another house or whatever the case might be, a real Shinoi Mokim, when they come back, so it would have, they would not have to remake the bracha because the eating session continues on. I don't want to say the meal really, because again, it's a Shehakel or Eitz Hadama. Now, and then we said last year, we spoke about that the person who comes back has to come back to the same location, to where the people who are still eating that they were sitting with originally were eating. They have to come back there. You know, if they go finish their meal at home or they go finish the fruits and chocolates in their office, that's not going to help. They would need a new bracha before starting again. Now, the next condition is, so those are two conditions. Next condition is that when they come back, the people who they are eating with, right, whether it's family members or friends, have to still be in the middle of that same eating session. In other words, if they come back, right, let's say two or three people are eating together, eating some fruits, friends together, fine, and one of the persons had to run out. Oh, you know what, I forgot, I have to go get something in the office, or I have to go pick up my child from the bus, but it's around the corner, it's going to take, you know, 10 minutes, whatever. And they come back, so if the people they left over, the person or persons, right, friends, family, they left over that they were eating with together are still eating, so then they would not have to remake the bracha. But let's say the people they left over already had finished, right? They already had finished. Or let's say like this. Let's say they left, right? They finished, they left. So the person comes back. His fruit is still sitting on the table. His chocolates are still sitting on the table. His potato chips, whatever it is he's eating, right? It's still sitting over there on the table, assuming that it's something that's a shahakal who eats or who adama, right? They were eating potato chips together, whatever the case is, snacking together. And the people already, the friend or two or the family member already left. So now he comes back. It's not going to help. That even though the fact that the other person might have left some leftovers on the table, the person who ran out, and now they come back, they need a new bracha. It was a real Shinoi Mokim. Now, and even to the point, if now they came back, and the person or persons that they left over, the family member or the friend, is still there, but they already finished. That's it. They're done. They made their bar nefashes, whatever. They finished eating, but they were still there, right? They were waiting for him, whatever, or they weren't waiting for him. They just happened to be there, but they already finished eating. The point is over here, they already finished eating. So now when the other person comes back, his friends are still there. They want to say goodbye. They don't want to just leave without telling him goodbye, but they're already done. They're finished eating. So now that third or second or third person, in other words, the person who ran out, when he comes back, he will need to make a new bracha because the eating session's over. The eating session was already terminated. So again, so let's just chazer over what we have today. So whether it's whether the people that the person was eating with, when it's Shehakel or Adam or Ha'etz, they already left, right? And even though the person comes back, that person who left comes back to the same place where they were all sitting together, either those people left or those people are still there, but they already finished eating, right? They already finished eating. He brings down the lashon, making the after bracha, but they're done. They're finished eating. So then that person who comes back, they would have to make a new bracha. Now, if those people were still eating, right, even though they finished what they were eating when they were there with him, but they were still eating something else. So I finished my chocolate, so I'll go on. They finish chocolate, they go on to eat fruit, or they go on to eat potato chips, whatever. But they're still part of that same eating session, if you want to call it. So that's all a continuation. You know, it doesn't have to be exactly the same food. Like if they were eating chocolates, right, they don't have to continue eating just chocolates. It could be, but it's part of the same Shehakel or Adama or Ha'etz that they were all sitting and eating together, even though they might be eating a different food right now because they finished the first food, right? But the point is over here, once they finish eating, they're done, even though they are there, right? Even though they're there, so the fact that the person came back and those people are still there, if they left, for sure, there's no question. Of course, he has to make a new bracha, it's for sure over. But even if those same people are there, but the fact that they finished eating, so therefore we say that the original eating session was terminated, and the person who went out and came back, if it's her eitz, shahakol, her eitz or adama, they would have to make a new bracha before starting. Of course, it goes without saying, if it's mazonos, so then it wouldn't make a difference whether the people are there or not, right? If you're eating cake and cookies with your friends, right, something that's mazonos, hamoitzi for sure, but even mazonos and shivas aminim is questionable, but l'chayr, you would not make a new bracha because of the suffix. But let's say something like cookies and cake for sure, so then if the person came back, even though the other people left or the other people are already finished, so then it wouldn't make a difference. The person who came back, then he would not make a new bracha because of the fact that it's mazonos. Mazonos and hamotzi, right? And shivas aminim, we said, in general, a person does not remake the bracha. So it has nothing to do with leftover friends or not. In our case, with leftover friends, it would only help. In other words, it would help a person if that left, if in the case of shahakol ho'eitz, or ho'adama, whereby they would taka need a new bracha v'shinei makom, and since the friends are still there eating, right, and he came back to the same location, now he would not. And in, but a case of mazonos, it wouldn't make a difference, friends or no friends. You don't make the bracha again. You don't make the mazonos again because of the fact it's mazonos and there's no shinei makom. Thank you for listening. Asalachem bracha, kol tov.